Okay, take a minute.
There's a break.
A moaning kettle.
You want some tea?
Some tea?
No, might as well. That awake tea is really good. What about awake tea?
I like awake. It's pretty good, but you know, I'm used to like loose leaf.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I drink loose leaf tea. Like I get a song from tea. So, you know, anything in a tea bag tastes watered down. But awake used to be my favorite tea bag tea.
Yeah.
Is Assam tea strong like Awake is?
Yes, in fact, Awake probably has Assam in it.
Thanks for getting the milk, Carol.
Yes.
I'm trying to get the milk on Fridays for you.
Please don't do it, Carol. I'll just bring some milk with me. I don't want to
have to bring it
out and do it.
She makes the chai on Saturday with me.
Yeah.
I know, that's true. Oh my god. Oh, that is so long. And your hair is so non-frizzy.
Non-frizzy?
So
I think it's frizzy.
No, look at mine. Are you kidding? Carol, this is gorgeous. It's so nice.
Really?
Yeah. Lovely. Lovely.
That's nice. I'm glad it's lovely.
Are you having milk?
Yes.
I'll leave it out for you.
Thank you.
I wish I didn't have to learn some knots for it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know knots.
Oh, you're doing the knot?
No, I'm not. I had taken it down, so I was just putting it back up.
I want to learn, but my hair is real. It really is fine, and so it doesn't hold well in a knot. It just comes undone.
Is there anything you can put in it to make it a little
like hairspray?
Oh, does hairspray help?
That's what my hairstylist told me to do.
Okay, or some kind of like styling agent might help too, like that you can run through it. And that might make it more slippery.
Well, it wouldn't
in
the end, but I don't know. I'm not that much of a hair person. Unfortunately. I mean,
I know.
I don't have the talent, you know, and it takes.
Jerry Garcia, she must be overworked.
Yep.
Are those the comfort foods when you're working hard? Yeah.
With chocolate. With a scoop of chocolate.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. And a scoop of Jerry Garcia.
Mm.
Side by side.
Yummy.
Love it. Okay. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punatu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati. Tamastu Mahavidri Shavahari.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Sorry, I don't have any voice.
Yeah, we were all kind of. We were not harmonizing.
Because I was so wrong.
At least I was off too.
Me too. All right.
I can still like Tara.
Okay.
All right.
I know. That first one was pretty easy, huh?
I know.
Bhandarka, page 200 in your book.
Just read it off.
Yep,
yeah,
cool.
I almost
I know.
Get it by just looking at it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Isn't that fun?
To get to that place, yeah. Where the heck are we? Ooh, did I say wrong ones? That would be terrible.
I think it's lesson 24, Kiki.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 24. Comparatives and the... Where did I do that? I said, oh, this is so simple.
Comparatives we did a long time ago.
What did I do? I did lesson 20... No, I taught him later. Dag, I did the wrong one.
Well,
this
that
is terribly
so
simple. I could just read it and there it is, like you were saying. Well, the first number four on lesson 24,
you might be able to do.
You'll be able to do right away. You might just need help with the verb, but everything else is really
hysterical.
Easy. Oh well. I haven't even looked at these. Okay, let's see. Yatvan. Satyam. Avadis. Avadihi? Is that a so there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so avadihi,
mm-hmm.
maybe?
Yeah.
Tat tubhyam aham evat anvan?
Gavan.
Is that a go?
Yeah,
it's a Gavan.
Oh my. Avam etat gavan shatam dadami. Okay. So this is yat tvam satyam avadihi. Oh, if you speak the truth, tat tubhyam aham etat davam shatam dadami. Then I'll give you 100. And I will give you 100. What?
Cows.
Where is the cow? Oh, gavam.
You know the yet tad usually doesn't mean if. Yedi means if.
Okay.
Yedi.
Does it mean because
when?
Or since?
Since or because.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Because,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So it's like since.
Therefore.
So,
therefore, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Since you, satyam avad, so this is the verb here.
Mm-hmm.
Avadihi. And so avadihi is if you speak the truth, but avadihi is then either
it's
the fourth or the fifth. Something.
Right.
And then avadihi would be in the second, oh right, it would be second person singular.
Yes, yeah.
Second person singular in the, I don't know, fifth variety, which one is it?
It's hard for me to know the difference between the two. I think it's the fifth because the short is taking vritti.
Is this here the fifth?
I don't
know. It's the fifth variety.
Is it the fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look on page 198 or one page back.
The way the chapter's laid out, I'm getting
Paris
confused when he goes back and forth.
Look at the Paris Maipada second person.
Yeah.
A singular. That's for the fifth.
Okay.
Alavihi.
Where does it say it's for the fifth?
Yeah, that's...
On the previous page.
Okay.
Where it says fifth variety. Everything in this section is fifth variety.
Oh, indeed.
It is. Okay. Because
yes.
There was another section
fifth.
Where he went back and forth.
Actually, that's true.
So I was not certain that we were staying with the same variety, but it looks like it is. Okay. Well, that's...
Actually,
good.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what was getting me mixed up.
Anyway, it's aorist.
Right, it's aorist,
second person singular.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
good enough.
Right, because you speak, and aorist would be because you speak,
Because you, spoke.
Sorry. Because you spoke the truth, therefore I will keep you. Mm. And Vidami will be first person singular.
Mm-hmm.
Shatam is 100, right? Gavam is just plural, not nominative plural.
It's genitive plural. Right? Because isn't it
Gavam?
Go 100 of.
Oh, 100.
It goes
of,
like it takes a genitive.
Genitive plural.
Shatam Gavam, okay.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's fourth variety.
It is? Okay.
For fourth, well, listen to this.
Okay.
Fourth variety. In the Paris Mindfulness forms of the fourth variety, the vowel of a root takes its vriddhi substitute, as in vid becomes bayit. And the thing is here, and in the fifth variety, it takes its guna. And a is a vriddhi letter, not a guna letter.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so that's one way to know, is if you have a vriddhi.
If you
letter,
have a vriddhi, it'll
then
be...
Then it's going to be fourth.
That's right.
Okay, because I thought there was something in the fifth that said about vriddhi also.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
let me see. I didn't see that. Oh! That of vud and vraj take vriddhi necessarily in the fifth. Look on page 195 in your old book, two pages back, Kiki, at the fifth variety, number six, that of Vud and Vraj take Vriddhi necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to read all this stuff. Again.
And then also, if you look under the fifth variety on 196 to 197, like when you look at number 17, he does talk about, like before this E, the ending vowel and the penultimate take Vriddhi.
Yeah, so how
yeah.
would we recognize that Avadi...
Because of the descending.
Is the D he ending,
yeah.
of course. Yeah.
And the at the beginning, so.
Mm-hmm. Also. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, let me just clear it up a little bit more. Are we clear on it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
The Dami is just present tense. So.
Right.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Yat tvam satvam avadihi.
Satyam.
Satyam avadihi, sorry.
Yat
tvam satyam avadihi.
Tat tubhyam aham etat gavam shatam dadami.
Tat tubhyam aham etat
shatam
dadami. I can't believe it. This entire role.
I know. What a re-entry.
Well, it's all good practice, though. That's a good thing. Tvam atmanaha. Purva Bharyam Atyakshihi Anyam Cha Paryanaishihi Iti Yat Ashrausham Tat Kim Satyam Tvam Atmanaha. So Tvam is you, Atmanaha is goes with Purva Bharyam. So it's so Atmanaha, is that in the genitive, and is that meaning like your first wife?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Atyakshihi is from Tyaj, and I think it's the fifth aorist. I'm not sure though, given everything we've just been saying. It's either the fourth or the fifth. And it's second person singular Paris Maipadad. You abandoned. And then Anyam is the feminine accusative for another. Cha. And then we have Paryanaushihi, which is from, is that from the verb Parini?
Yeah,
okay.
Parini.
Parini.
Yeah.
Parini?
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's the second person singular Paris Maipadad. Again, I think it's fifth aorist, but I'm not sure.
Is it Parini or Parini?
It does have
Parini.
Ra and not... Not Parya.
Not Parya, no.
Not Parya.
It takes... See, it's taking Parya because it's taking Guna, right? Is that right?
But it's
No. Parya is an augment. You know what you call a preposition?
Oh, okay. So
and
it's
then
really
the regular right?
Okay. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
The augment?
Yes, Pari plus
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
And then the Ni takes Riddhi.
Right, and goes to Na.
Okay,
and then Nye, and then she, he is the affix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And it doesn't take E.
E, so it's got to be fourth.
Yeah, there's no E there.
That's right.
Wow, so buddy. And what does it mean, Tara?
It means to marry.
Yeah.
Oh, you married another.
Buddy me.
Yeah, you married another. You abandoned your first wife and married another.
No, that's also a Hasbro D, and it's not taking an E.
Right, so that's fourth also.
Should be fourth.
Okay.
Though these are so confusing. You know?
Sometimes I get confused of what's happening with the E. I don't always see how it's incorporated. Anyway. Okay, then we have iti for the end of what's being said, and then yet ashrausham. Shrausham is I heard, is from Shru, it's the first person singular parasamipada. So that is going to also be the fourth.
Yeah.
Because there's an E.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Tut Kim Satyam. So that's a question there. Is it true? So it's basically saying.
Well, do the yet and Tut together.
Well, my translation is then, is that which I heard true?
Yeah.
Would you go like that?
Yeah.
Is that which I heard true?
Yeah.
You abandoned your first wife and married another?
Yeah. Hey, go back. This is helping me all of a sudden. Go back to the beginning of lesson 24 for my book 125. But if you see on the page where it says fourth variety and fifth variety endings.
Yeah.
That is helpful, because all that's happening in the fifth, you have to look for that E augment, you know?
Show me an example of what that looks like. Is there one in the chapter that we could just look at? Oh, how about Allah? Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, Allah Visham.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fifth.
Visham. Okay. So really,
and Lu also is a fifth.
Okay.
And then if you go previous, it's a fourth, the previous page. Okay. That's a fourth, right?
Yes, that's right.
So that's a good
one. You just got to look for that E.
Yeah. And the E causes the sh, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. So Ra is fourth and Lu is fifth, okay.
Yeah, Lu is fifth. And Bre is fourth. So that'll help us.
Yeah, that's good. All right. You want to read, Kiki?
Tvam Atmanaha.
Tvam Atmanaha.
Purva Bharyam.
Purva Bharyam.
Atyakshihi.
Atyakshihi.
Anyamcha.
Anyamcha.
Paryunai Shihi.
Paryunai Shihi.
Iti Yat.
Iti Yat.
Ashrausham.
Ashrausham.
Tatkim Satyam.
Tatkim Satyam. Good. Tatkim Satyam.
You can almost hear the question in that. Like, is it true? Is it true? Alright, you want me to do this next one?
Let's keep you on, sir.
Should I give it a shot and will you help me, Tara?
Yes, I will help you.
And I'll just lay back here and watch.
There you go. You can help on the last one.
Yes, you can just teacher train Tara, training me to be a student.
This had a really tricky good one.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't do it then.
No, there's just one word, and we'll work on it when we get to it.
They all seem tricky to me, but okay. So, mukta, kritihi, ativa. Is that the right breakage for the first
yes.
one?
Yes.
So. Well, it's actually Mukta Akriti, right? If you were to break
it down.
Oh,
Akriti.
Yeah.
Okay. Mukta Akriti.
What is it called?
Akriti. Right?
Yes.
Akriti.
Yes.
Ativa. Priyaha cha avyohu. Shishuhu. Amritaha.
I think it's just Amrita.
Shishuhu Amrita Iti. Right, because that'll go to Iti. Shoka Viloka. Oh no, sorry, I just read that automatically. Shoka Vikalaha Aham Bharya Cha Me. Okay, let me do that. So,
It's, yeah, that's lovely or
Mukta
beautiful.
Kriti. Oh, here it is. Lovely shape or
lovely,
form.
Lovely shape
Very
or form.
Good. Mukta kritihi. So that's a lovely shape or form. So that'll just be in nominative,
mm-hmm.
I presume. So mukta mm-hmm. kritihi. Ativa. So this ativa is probably going to be air. Is it?
No, that's actually just means very or exceedingly. So like very beautiful.
Oh, very beautiful. Okay, so that's adjectival to mukta kritihi. Okay. And that
it's actually
is not
indeclinable, right?
It's
indeclinable,
yeah.
Ativa.
Okay. So mukta kritihi, ativa mukta kritihi, extremely lovely form. Priyaha cha avayoho. Priyaha is dear, beloved. And, oh, so exceedingly lovely and dear. Maybe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cha avayoho. And avayoho is, looks like it's an... Avayoho sounds like a noun declension.
It's from asmad.
Okay, so then it's my...
It's our. So it's either
our.
It's either genitive or locative, but I think
right.
here it's genitive, our. And it's so, it's actually dual.
Oh, it's our child.
Yeah,
it's
the
our,
two
it's
of us,
our beloved
child.
And exceedingly beautiful child, shishuhu. So shishuhu is going to be also nominative.
Yes.
Singular. Amrita.
Yes.
Oh, amrita is nectar.
No, actually, I think it is from mra, to die. The
oh,
verb
no.
mra. I know, that's what was crazy about this. I think it's the third person singular at Manepada. Fourth
oh, died.
Eight. Yes, died.
This is the aorist.
Amrita. You see, isn't that
How
tricky?
Weird that amrita would just...
Isn't that
what?
Imply just the opposite? Because amrita is what's supposed
aorist.
To make you...
Aorist, right.
Amrita.
So, like,
Amrita.
That's, I was going, how could this be immortal? This is not right. And
I'm
like,
yeah.
Well, there's no, it's not declined.
So, Amrita is aorist
yes.
from
yeah.
Rit.
Yes.
From Maria,
from
no, from
just
Maria.
Just Maria.
Yeah.
So, tell us the ending here.
So, ta is the ending in the
Atmane Padap, third person singular.
Jeez.
Yeah,
but
isn't that crazy?
It's just wax, girl.
Isn't it?
Look at brit. There's an example.
That's how I figured it
yeah.
out, was from the brit example.
No, but how would you say, then how would you use, oh, amrita would have to be declined.
Declined, it's
That's
an
right.
Area.
And then you would know by the context,
And so
too.
You cannot ever have amrita occur by itself to mean nectar. Amrita can only mean dead in aorist.
Right.
Died.
Unless it's in a compound and then
life.
It's
life.
But of course,
yes,
I saw shoka afterwards, you know, so sadness
yeah.
probably has to do with them dying.
That's
because
right. Well, and also,
right,
you know, there was
yes,
these
yes.
translations. I knew the son had died, right? I knew the translation.
You know, I didn't even, yeah, obviously.
So I knew it had to be that he died.
But you
like,
have to know, you know, amrita is also, as a, it's an adjective too, amrita.
Yeah.
And so it could be amrita, you know,
mm-hmm.
amritam.
In use and stuff.
It
or
means immortal. It can mean immortal, imperishable. It also means beautiful, beloved. But immortal can mean nectar. Then it becomes a noun. We see it's nectar. Fruit of a plant, goddess, spiritual liqueur is feminine. That's amrita.
But
that's
if it's used as an adjective, it would still be declined, right?
It would still be declined.
So it's not just going to be used.
That's right.
Here,
it can't be just.
Amrita.
Well, it could be amrita iti, but there's no feminine. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be amrita. But there's
yeah,
no feminine to for it to relate to in the sentence. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
But if it were amrita here, it would be aiti. Amrita iti or something.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. An external sandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Or a.
Oh, both of them go
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus.
Of course.
E or E
of
goes to
course.
A. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so has died, our exceedingly beautiful and beloved shishu child has died. Shoka is sadness. Vikala is despondency, I think. Is Vikala despondency?
He gives the definition of overcome
with sorrow.
With grief or sorrow.
Oh, shoka
sorrow.
Vikala is one, because shoka doesn't have an ending.
Right, because it's a compound.
So Shoka Vikalaha is the compound. Mm-hmm. Right. Aham Bharya Chami. Bharya is wife. And me, me is a secondary form
for the genitive.
For genitive.
Or dative.
For both
genitive.
Dative and genitive,
mm-hmm.
right? But in this case, it'll be...
Genitive.
My wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. I and my wife are overcome with Shoka Vikalaha. Param tu kim... Oh, but why... Param tu kim vritha shokena satyam eva tat kaviraha kavihi aha
tat yat.
Kavihi aha. Param, is that but?
I don't know. I didn't know what to do with
Param. Param tu kim seems to be, but why are you... No.
Does that all go together, Carol? Param tu?
Oh, param tu is a phrase. It means but or however.
Okay.
You know. And
but.
Kim, another thing, trick, Kim with the instrumental can mean what's the use of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's pretty common. So you have to kind of memorize that, Kim with instrumental, often what's
so
the use of.
So Shokin here is the instrumental, but
yeah,
what
so
is the use of sorrow?
Of useless sorrow. You know.
Of vritha is useless?
It means useless. It doesn't come amount to, there's nothing
mm-hmm.
you can do. So it's
in
a sorrow.
It,
yeah, in vain.
Useless.
Like, yeah.
So vritha shokin is that a compound? Or vritha is separate? Vritha is an adjective?
I think it's just, I don't think it's a compound.
Oh, vritha is probably instrumental
also.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
No, think about it.
I thought vritha was indeclinable.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But look at.
Okay, how do I figure that out?
Well, how would you break it if it's a compound?
Oh, it would have to be ashaka. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, well, I didn't get that. No.
See, if you have a compound, vritha is a word in and of itself. Like, it is an indeclinable. Let's see if it has another. But sometimes indeclinables are compounded.
Yes. It would. If it was sandhi,
yeah.
You have a long ah there. It would have to be vritha ashakena.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
you have the two as coming together and creating two sandhied words, right?
What two ahs? There's only vritha and shokina.
But there's nothing to bring those together as one word if they're not
a
compound.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
So then they would be written separately.
Uh-huh.
But vritha would be written with a space before shokina, you're
mm-hmm.
saying.
That's
yeah.
right.
Okay.
So vritha means at will, at pleasure, at random, easily, lightly, wantonly, frivolously, in vain. This is how the use that
yeah.
we want. In vain, vainly, uselessly, fruitlessly. That's a good one.
Fruitlessly.
Yeah, or uselessly.
What kind of compound would it be? Would it be grief?
Avyayi bhava? Isn't it an avyayi bhava compound?
Oh, oh,
where the first member is
a
position or indeclinable?
We
okay.
haven't studied that, right? Avyayi
we
bhava.
Barely.
Yeah, barely. They didn't do much with it. But we have studied compounds. We have
no,
to go
no,
back.
No, compounds we have, but avyayi I don't remember.
Avyayi bhava?
We didn't have a lot of those.
No.
We had
much.
Oh, maybe a couple examples. So we
you should
get
maybe go
reference.
Back and read that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's on the
I
page.
Didn't remember that either.
It's lesson 20. You can just make a note. It's in lesson 20. Adverbial compounds.
Adverbial compounds.
Are formed by putting together an indeclinable gerund, a preposition or an adverb, and a noun. Adverbs are to be considered as neuter accusative singulars. Adverbial compounds ending in a take sometimes the termination of the instrumental or locative singular.
Oh,
final long vowel becomes short as at the end. The ending in is dropped. And then it gives several examples. And it probably has better explanation in Goldman. That's all they have is this one little two paragraphs on it
okay.
with some examples.
And it's basically saying useless grief or
yeah.
fruitless grief.
Like you've seen before, these are really common, like yatha shakti, or, you know, yatha shakti, like according to one's ability,
yeah.
that's a compound, that yatha.
Oh, yatha is indeclinable.
Mm-hmm. Those come really frequently, like
yeah.
according to yeah. one's values, or according to one's anything,
yeah.
one's knowledge.
Yatha viti.
Exactly. So this is the same as that.
Param tu kim ritha shokena satyam iva
tat yat kavihi aha. So is that saying the poets say the truth, that what is the point of useless grief?
Oh, kavihi is singular.
Oh, the poet says, okay. So satyam truth, this is in accusative singular, satyam?
Satyam.
What is
satyam
in?
It's
accusative singular.
Let's see. It must be accusative.
Satyam eva.
Oh, wait a minute. Now,
oh, okay. I know. I didn't circle one or the other, so... Okay, let's think about it.
It can only be nominative or accusative.
Right. Those are the only choices. And what it's saying is, like, what that
What's
which
the
poet says
is the truth.
Is the
so.
Truth.
So,
or so
truth.
It is a nominative. The truth is what the poet says, right?
Satyam eva tat. That's got to be nominative.
Oh,
that indeed is the truth.
That indeed is the truth. Okay.
Which the poet says that
okay.
What the poet says is indeed the truth, right?
Yeah.
And what does he say?
What is the use of?
Yeah.
What is the? Why have useless sorrow?
Yeah. What's the use of suffering in vain?
So why is the iti there in the first one? That our lovely, you know, where is the iti saying?
I don't, sometimes I get confused with the iti.
Oh.
Is it just that the person's thinking this in their mind?
Yeah.
Is that what
it's
showing
that,
us?
That makes sense.
And you, sometimes translating it as, like what they're feeling or thinking is put in quotes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you can translate it as that, using the word
oh,
that,
okay.
And put it in indirect speech often helps.
Okay.
And how did you translate that, by the way, the shoka vikalaha aham
bariyachame? That I and my wife are overwhelmed with grief.
Then the iti is saying why.
Okay.
You could even say, you know, you have to make a conjunction. The overwhelmed with the grief that.
Well, with the grief that
yeah.
Our lovely boy, our lovely son, our lovely child. Shishu can be, shishu is only masculine?
No, I think it can be feminine.
It's just child. Depends on how, I don't know.
Let me just chat.
That. Shishu seems to be masculine to me. I don't
well,
know
it's why. Masculine there because
yeah.
It's a boy, but
well,
I don't know.
How do you know it's a boy then?
Oh, because it's masculine.
Because it's declined in the masculine.
But that's what
oh,
we have
shishu.
To look
oh,
at.
Oh, I see,
yeah.
I see, I see. Of course, shishu.
Ooh,
oh,
shishu.
Can't be shisha or something like that.
No, I'm seeing if they have a feminine form. Masculine, child, infant, the young of any animal,
yeah.
A boy under 8 years old, a lad,
so
pupil.
It's a boy.
Well, you know,
there's no word like shish.
Like a child or infant. I don't know if there's a feminine. What would the feminine be? It'd be shishwa or something.
Shishwa, shishi.
Or shishu. Let me see if there's a shishu. No? No. I don't see it immediately if there is a feminine, I don't know. Well, they're not telling about a gender.
I don't think it is, actually.
And then, but the rest is like a boy under 18,
no.
Under 8 years, so, or a son, so. I don't know. In shishu, it would be a boy. Shishula. No. I don't think that's fair then.
Yeah. Well, it's
so,
a very male-centric society.
Well,
it used to be anyway.
But I would say that yeah, probably it is the masculine, but
would you, then there would be another word for daughter if you were speaking of your
daughter.
There's
a lot of words for daughter, but there's not a feminine for shishu.
Yeah.
You know, so, but shishu means like an infant or a child, but then when you go down the list, it means a boy.
Yeah.
You know, a young boy, so.
But what about bala? Isn't that a baby or a child too? Do they have
a
feminine?
You can bala, bala.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the one you can use for either. And does that mean a little baby too? The bala?
No, it just means a
child.
Okay. It doesn't mean a baby.
Yoshishu means baby.
Yeah. Put this back on. Okay.
Sukam upagataha dukam eka antataha va ni chaihi kachati uparichatasha chakra nemi kramena.
So I had some troubles with this. Kaha cha eka antam. So kaha is who.
I think ekantam is a word, right? Ekantam.
Oh, that's the word.
Ekantam and ekantataha is indeclinables in the accusative and in the fifth case. It means only.
Kantam.
Or solely.
So it's
or
only.
Alone.
Only.
Alone.
Or alone. Oh. And then the other one was ekantataha.
That fifth case ending makes it an indeclinable also. You know that tessel ending? Indeclinable taha ending that gives the fifth case. So they're both indeclinable.
And it means the same thing?
Yeah.
Only, okay.
Only or alone or solely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then va is indeed. Oh, I forgot all these other words. Okay, so kaha cha ekantam. So ekantam sukam upagataha. So
ekantam.
Ekantam. Sukam upagataha. So upagataha is a PPP from. Is that a PPP? Yes, isn't it? Or. Yes, it is, obviously.
What are you saying?
Upagataha.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's a PPP.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a nominative singular. So who, or could you say he who? He who has attained. Or reached he who experiences only happiness, and then we have dukam ekantataha. Sorry,
that's interesting. I didn't even think about this. That kaha is a question, right? Kaha
cha
ekantam sukam.
Yeah.
So, who?
Who is it that only has
happiness?
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's more like that. Who has only experienced that happiness or only experienced sadness?
Yeah.
Okay, so then the second part is who has only experienced sorrow or sadness. And then nichaihi is an adverb meaning down or below. And gachati is goes, present third person singular. And then upari is above or up. So that basically means goes up and down. And dasha is nominative singular for a state or condition or circumstance.
Yeah.
So that condition of going up and down. And then we have chakra nemi kramena, which is a compound. Chakra is wheel, nemi is the circumference of a wheel, and kramena means step or course, and it's declined in the instrumental singular. So the way I thought of that compound is kind of like the turning of a wheel. Would you say it like that?
Yeah, like the, that, you know, when you say krama, this comes in Vedanta all of the time also. That has to do with the sequence. So if you've given an order or a sequence or a natural progression is krama.
Oh, okay.
You know, like day follows night. That's a krama.
Okay. Okay.
Or first this happens, then this happens, then this happens. So it's in sequential order, is the idea.
Okay. So what would you say is the meaning of that compound then?
I would say like the turning of a wheel, but what they're saying is that the circumference of the wheel, right, goes, you know, it goes up and then it goes down, and then it goes up and then it goes down.
Okay.
So your states of experience go.
Yes.
Up and down.
Okay.
Like
but
the
states of experience. It doesn't say who's, right? Just say
the state.
Mm-hmm.
So the experience, so the state of a wheel, like a wheel going up and down.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's no aorist in this sentence.
No, I don't think there is.
No.
Just the,
that kind of was like, what? I thought maybe I missed something.
No, but there's no
a PPP and there's a present.
One thing to notice, there's no either there. But sometimes when you use as an kind of, this is an adverb in the instrument. This whole thing is adverbial. In the instrumental singular, this chakra, nemi, kramena.
Okay.
Is adverbial.
It's another type. Yeah, it's adverbial. So you would say, just like as, or in.
And it's adverbial to which verb? To
going.
Going. It's going. Sequentially, like the circumference of a wheel. And that like is contained within the compound. It's an additional word. Words can drop out of a compound.
Okay.
We have to go back and look at that.
Now, is that something you see with a compound that is declined in the instrumental? Is that sometime, or could the eva be dropped out of any type of compound?
Any type of compound.
Okay.
And other things, words can be dropped out too. I don't remember enough. We have to go back and look at it. But there's a definite, especially in any type of, in Karmadaryas, it happens frequently. Do you remember all those examples, Karmadarya examples, where the
eva drops out? Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm going to look
so we could,
up.
You can look at it in Goldman. Like the man lion.
Yeah.
The man who is like a lion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
push.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So basically it's a question saying, who in the world, like who only experiences, who experiences happiness only? Who experiences, indeed, who experiences sadness only? The condition or the state is like the progression of the wheel, or like the turning of the wheel.
You could just say the deshas, you know, the states of
the states.
It is in the singular, though, but in English you wouldn't say it like that.
Well, it's kind of like the human condition.
The human condition goes up and down.
Goes up and down.
Yeah.
Like the turning of a wheel.
Like the turning of a wheel.
Sequentially, in sequence, like the circumference of a wheel, we'd say the turning of a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They make that point in India because we use this example, the knob of the wheel is steady.
Oh, but just
the circumference, yeah.
Oh,
so for the Atma, you know, they use an example.
I was wondering,
like
the mind of the Atma.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so the hub of the wheel is often used versus the circumference.
That's a good example,
yeah. Okay, well, that's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Gaha cha ekantam,
gaha cha ekantam,
sukham, upagatat, upagataha, dukham ekantataha va, nichahi, gachati, upari, Chadasha, Chakra Nemi Kramina.
Chakra Nemi Kramina.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So should I do this too? Will you help me with this tarot?
I can help you with most of it. I just
I did it at the last minute
and there's one long thing I couldn't get.
No,
I just didn't have time.
Let me see if I can even break it. Rishayaha Vai. Sarasvatyam Satramasata.
Mm-hmm.
Satramasata, one word?
Satramasata.
So something to do with Rishi and Sarasvati. Satramasata. So Rishayaha is going to be in the... Is that going to be in dative or...
No, I think nominative plural.
With the
Rishi. Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Nominative plural, sorry. So the Rishis, Vai indeed, Sarasvatyam, is going to be, is that going to be in genitive? Is that a genitive? Sarasvatyam.
Sarasvati.
And then Sarasvatyam.
Nadi, Nadiyam, is that going to be like Nadi, right? Saraswati?
Yeah.
Nadiyam. Also, accusative, is that accusative? No, it's... Oh, I can't remember now. Hold on, I'll find out in 1 second.
I know, we never see these. We get rusty.
Nadi, Nadi, Nadiha, Nadim, Nadi, Nadiyam.
Is that not... doesn't make sense. It has to be a singular something because it's Saraswati.
Nadyam. Nobody tell me.
Yeah, well, I'm just
oh, it out. Is locative singular.
Yeah.
Got it.
Jeez. Saraswati. Satram. Asita.
Yeah.
What is Satram a numeric
Satram? No, that's a... That's a sacrificial session. He gives it to us in the vocab.
Satra,
it's
neuter. Yeah, satram. So it's neuter.
Neuter accusative.
Neuter accusative singular. Asata. Okay.
Now that's a verb.
Asata has got to be the verb, right?
Yes.
So asata must be, let me see what it is.
And I didn't work it all out.
Yeah, let's see what the ending is. So it's probably third person singular.
No, it's going to be plural, right?
Oh, right, all the rishis, right?
Atmanepada form. So it's the third person plural.
Third person plural, yeah.
Now, I was not sure if it's an aorist form. I didn't go far enough. I mean, I think it's an aorist.
It must be an aorist.
But it could also be, couldn't it be imperfect? Possibly, maybe not.
It's must be sure they did the sacrifice. You know, all the rishis did the sacrifice.
It's
but then this isn't—it's a locative. Two Saraswati is it on?
No, Saraswati is the
on
the Saraswati river.
Yeah, it's on the river.
Oh, it's not the goddess. Okay, on the river. Okay.
I think you can take this as aorist.
Okay.
Because if you look at on the 197 or just two pages back, where they give the example of bre.
Yeah.
Abrishita.
Yeah.
For the plural.
Yeah, what would...
Wait a minute. That's not right. What I'm saying is not right. Sorry, just a minute.
But it's from us.
Yeah, abrishita.
No, but there's no sh. The root here is os.
It's
right.
Not us?
No,
it's
os, but it takes the right?
Yeah, it's just
os. Plus a is ah.
So what is the os? What is the imperfect third person for plural for os? That was the thing I didn't go far.
Yeah, I thought it would be asanta, but let me just see. No, I don't remember right. Let me just check something here.
Atanta, yeah, it would be.
I mean, it could be
imperfect,
but I don't remember what is the.
But see, it's a first atmanepada, so anta is the ending in the past tense.
Oh, that's right. So it's not. So it's got to be aorist.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's not going to be fourth or fifth though.
It's not.
No, because...
Oh, then it's going to be the first. It's going to be first or second then.
It's, yeah. I don't know which one it is.
I think it's first is the one that takes these little short forms.
First
it's not the sixth.
No, it can't be the sixth or the seventh.
Yeah.
Or the third. It's the first or the second.
Okay.
And I think it's the first.
First...
No,
you have to look at Atmanepada. Find the Atmanepada.
Oh, yeah. First variety.
Keep the
was this
no, the first, it's got to be second. The first is Parasamipada only.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Look at the second.
But then it doesn't drop the nasal.
180.
I'm looking at, see the nasal still kept there. I'm looking for one that drops the nasal.
Oh yeah, because the nasal's there. You're right.
Yeah. And
but we have decided that it can't be.
Why
the fourth
did you
or the
say
fifth?
It can't be the fourth or the fifth? Why
because
can't
of
it be the fourth?
Because of the sh. There's no s. The root is os.
Right.
It's just did I misread the in the text?
Oh, because there's a sh there for bri.
Look at the endings. Oh, let me just find. Maybe
yeah,
I misread this incorrectly.
Endings.
Just a minute.
Doesn't say the ending separately.
See, it's asata.
Yeah. So there must be some rule for a verb that ends with a s.
Where the thing becomes ata.
Because how can... What would it be? Asas... Asceta? Is that what you're thinking it would be?
Asceta. Well, look at the at the endings for the fourth or fifth. That those endings are.
Yeah, well, there must be. Oh, there are some cases where you drop the sa. Okay?
There are.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just have to look through here because that's a common thing that happens where you.
In the fourth or fifth, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the sa gets dropped.
Oh well, then that's going to be what it is. Let's just find that.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it doesn't work for the third person plural. Maybe it's just the.
And why is the nasal? The nasal will drop. See, that part is fine.
But the sata is the ending for third person plural.
Yeah. So why would the double?
Yeah.
There has to be a rule.
I think it's just the sa of the singular that gets dropped, for some things.
Yeah, I see that one.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Well, it does say for number 11, after in the fourth atmane, but after a short vowel, oh, but there's not a vowel. The is of sta and staha is dropped, but that doesn't apply here, I don't think.
Oh, wait a minute, no, it's not right.
Oh, be quiet, you silly watch.
Are we missing something here? Here's one, it's first or second atmanapada, so a second atmanapada, the nasal drops. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The nasal of the third person plural drops in the non-ending gunas.
The non-conjugational?
Mm-hmm. There's the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth ending.
Yeah.
The ending gunas.
Yeah.
All of the others. You guys have a name.
Yeah, all
the
other ones.
The nasal drops.
Yeah,
so this would be asata in just the past, in the regular
so
past tense.
So there's not an aorist at all.
Mm-mm.
What
okay.
class is this? Us?
So in the second person.
Okay.
This is class two, us?
Yeah.
But this is third person.
No, in the second gunna.
Oh, second.
Yeah. Second gunna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the.
And in the second gun, it means to live, to dwell, to. It has a lot of different meanings, but
okay.
To sit quietly, to abide, to remain. They're there. He says they go there, but actually it means they're sitting there
okay.
in that ritual space.
Okay.
They're sitting.
Atta is just the imperfect.
It's just the imperfect second
person.
The nasal drops there.
Yeah.
Why I got confused is because in your words it was saying first gun, it didn't say second gun.
Yeah.
It's first and second gun. So then
that,
yeah,
that
explains
it, just past
tense.
It's not
aorist
at all.
No,
it's
just past tense. Yeah.
Or some form of aorist that we don't remember about.
I don't
right?
think
it's
aorist.
Examples of nasal dropping like that.
But
no,
atta would
without.
Apply here. As, and then you add atta.
Asata is perfect for just past tense.
Yeah. Are you beginning to feel done, Carol?
No, I'm good.
You're okay?
Yeah, I want to finish the sentence and read some. It's only 10 after 11.
Oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I forgot, okay. So we did that. So the rishis did the sacrifice at the banks. Or
they had all
the...
arrived and were seated there, ready
mm-hmm.
to do the sacrifice. That's the asata.
Oh, they arrived there.
They were there, sitting quietly.
Where is the sitting quiet?
Asata means
seated.
That. Seated. They're seated there.
Oh, they are seated
yeah.
at on the Saraswati. To do the sacrifice.
See, it means to solemnize, to celebrate, to inhabit, to dwell in, to exist, to be present to it, to sit down.
Yeah.
As all of the, you know.
Yeah.
It means that they're all congregated there to perform this ritual. That's
yeah.
the idea.
Yeah. te is a tote is a de kavash kavash o kavash my lusham kavash my lusham I don't know, is that to do with hair or something?
That's given in the vocab. Kavasham is the name of somebody, and he and Ilusham means the son of Ilusha.
It's a patronymic.
Yeah, so Kavasham, the son of Ilusha, is what that all means.
I see. So, and then, I'm getting very distracted. Do you want to do this one?
This is the one I didn't do.
Okay, never mind. So we can do it together.
Soma Adanayan
Soma Adanaya.
Somat.
Somat, okay.
Anayan. Somat. Anayan.
Dasyaha. Oh. Dasyaha is the servant of somebody. Dasyaha. Putraha. Kit. Kitvo Brahmanaha. Kitvaha.
Kitavaha.
Kitavaha. Brahmanaha. Katham.
Abrahmanaha.
Abrahmanaha. That's right. How weird is that?
Yeah.
Ah, Brahmana? So odd. Katham naha madhye adikshit adikshit eti adikshit iti
adikshit ta
adik
adikshishta
adikshishta adikshishta iti
yeah adikshishta iti. So that'll be, and they, so this is in accusative singular, presumably, they, kavasha ailusham, they, kavasha ailusham.
Naha, naha, that's genitive, right? Is that what you're saying, they?
They.
Oh, they, sorry.
They.
Yeah, they. Kavasha ailusham, and then somat, somat is from soma. So from Soma.
Just from the ritual. It's a Soma ritual. Just so from the ritual.
So from the ritual. Anayan.
Anayan.
Anayan. Dasyaha putraha. Anayan is that not, that's not others, right? That's different from...
Me. Are you doing this part or do you want me to do it?
No, I don't know this part. I didn't do this one part.
Okay. Ni means to lead or to take away, so Anayan is just regular past tense.
Okay,
they, hold on.
Anayan.
From me.
Plural.
Oh, yeah, they.
Past tense, plural. Anayan.
Plural, yeah.
They led him up. They led him, right?
Yeah.
Anayan is from me, is that?
Yeah, need, to
yeah.
lead or to take away.
Oh, yeah.
They took him away. They led him.
They led him.
From the Soma. Means from the ritual.
They
led him
led
away.
Him
they took him
the...
away. They took Kavasham.
And then Dasyaha Putraha is the son of the servant?
Well, first you have to do this first part. They took him away from the Soma. Kavasham, who is the son of
mm-hmm.
Ilusha.
Mm-hmm.
They took him, they led him away from the ritual. And now you have to do this next part.
Okay, so, and then Dasyaha, that's the
servant. Dasyaha.
Dasyaha, that means
a servant.
Servant
woman.
Servant woman. So he's the son of a servant woman.
Yeah.
A rogue, non-Brahmin.
Right.
How, yeah, okay, I see how this works now. So.
Abrahmanaha katham. How? Abrahmanaha katham naha. Mati, how can he be in the middle? Something.
Deeksh means to consecrate yourself.
Deeksh.
To consecrate yourself, prepare yourself for this ritual.
So that's the third person singular aorist, and
yes,
that's the
and
fifth.
It's
that's
be
the
fifth.
Fifth. Yeah,
of the
it's
e.
Got, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then you've got an iti there, right? So
yeah. So like, that's like what they're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're thinking that. How could you possibly
prostrate
in the middle of this?
No.
No.
Take the whole phrase starting with dasyaha.
Okay.
Do it from there.
Okay. So.
So the servant.
How could the son of a servant who is a dishonest, non-Brahmin person,
mm-hmm.
how could the son of the servant who is a dishonest, non-Brahmin person
prostrate himself in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
In our presence.
In our, oh.
In the, among us.
Oh, okay.
How can he be in our presence preparing, consecrating himself for this, to perform the ritual? And of course, this guy translates Dasi as harlot.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Dawson's Harlot. Let me see if there's such a meaning. Maybe that made it better.
What is Gitwaha?
Dossi. Hmm?
Which one?
Oh, like a rogue or dishonest criminal type.
I see.
See, Dossi, I'm used to Dossi meaning a female servant, right? But it also means a fiend, a demon, a certain evil being conquered by Indra, savage, barbarian, infidel, slave, servant, one to whom many gifts are made, a fisherman, a harlot. Oh, so that does have the meaning of a harlot.
Huh.
So he took it as harlot. I didn't know that. We just take it as we want to within the context, you know. It's like saying, how can this rogue be here in our, you know, preparing for the ritual in our midst? How is it possible?
Yeah.
And you have to take it from the beginning where it says, you know, they led Kavisham away from the ritual thinking or saying with the iti. How can such a person be in our midst, you know?
Well, is Kavisham the Dasi Putra?
Yeah, I think so. Because they led him away, right? Mm-hmm. They led Kavisham away. And then with the iti, why did they lead him away?
Mm.
So what are they thinking? You know, how can this person, the son of a harlot, who's a rogue and not a brahmana, how can he be in our midst preparing, readying himself for this ritual?
I've never seen a brahmana like that. That means not a brahman.
Right. Does that make sense for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Deeksh is the verb.
Yeah.
Deeksh. Okay. You want to read it, Kiki?
Yes.
Rishayaha vai sarasvatyam.
Rishayaha vai sarasvatyam.
Satram asata.
Satram asata.
Te kavasham ayusham.
Te kavasham ayusham.
Somat.
Somat.
Anyan. Anayan.
Anayan.
Dasyaha putraha.
Dasyaha putraha.
Kitava abrahmanaha. Akitva abrahmanaha.
Kitavaha. Kitavaha. What? If you break the sentence.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Kitavaha abrahmanaha. Abrahmanaha.
Kitavaha abrahmanaha. Abrahmanaha.
Katham no madhye.
Katham no madhye.
Adikshit. No,
adikshishta. 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 Iti.
Iti.
Adikshishta. Iti.
Iti.
Good. That's good.
What
should we do for next?
When is
our next time? Now
I won't be here next week.
Okay, so what should we do for our next time? Which is when?
Let's do...
Further than 2 weeks on the 28th, I think.
One. Oh, because I won't be here on the 21st.
Yeah. What if we do... let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Maybe 5 or 6. I don't know. Depending on how hard they are.
You know what? There's a chance I'm going to be at the ashram on the 28th.
On the 28th?
Yeah.
Oh, so we might miss even more.
Even more.
So we're not going to have a class this week then? This month?
Oh.
Should I... Are you done with your ticket? Should I...
I'm not sure. But I think so, because if I, Swamiji would like me to come, and I'd like to go, but there's no other possibility than that. So
then
to look
you
in.
Wouldn't have class on 28th, 29th, or 30th.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know in a few days. We wouldn't have class the 28th, 29th, or 30th, that's right, if I do go.
Mm.
Is there any other time we can meet?
Yeah, I mean, I can meet other times.
What about, Kiki, what about you?
I can meet Sunday morning.
besides Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Though I could do Sunday morning. Actually, I could do that. I don't want to wait that long. It's too long. Unless you all want to, then it's all right.
No, no, no. I mean, it would be nice like to keep weeks. It going now, yeah. Because I feel like I'm just getting back into it. So if I
can you do Thursday mornings?
No, I work.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can do Sunday, if you can. Would it be too much for you?
So that would be Sunday, like, the 23rd? Is that what you guys are thinking?
Or we could do, like, the 16th and the 23rd.
Yeah. I can't do the 16th. I'm in a class from the 13th. I'm in a class from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's completely out for me.
Okay.
That's oh, stretch. Shoot, 23rd, I have something at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What about... What about the 21st afternoon? My problem is I have a dissertation in the morning.
I can do afternoon.
Yeah, like I can, let's see. Let me just see what we're scheduled for, 10 to 12. Like what if we, would 1:30 be all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be fine with me.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's the 21st, right?
Yeah.
That can, I've got something, but I think I can switch it around.
What is time do you have it?
I was going to go in the afternoon, but that's okay because it's not...
Critical?
It's just meeting with somebody to go over some stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, I could...
It's not set in stone.
Do you want to do 1:30, you said?
1:30 is the safest for me. I could do 1, but it's
Well, could you do 2?
I could do 2, yeah. 2 is not a problem. It's just I have to do it after 1:30 or I'm not sure I would make it back in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
the 22nd, right?
2 o'clock?
I mean, that's the
21st. 21st, okay. Yeah, and then I have a client at... Oh, wait a minute. Do you think we could do 1:30?
Yes, we can do
1:30. So 1:30 to 3, I've got a client at 4. I forgot about that.
So 1:30 is fine.
Yeah. All right, that's good. I don't want to wait that long. And so is there any other thing we can do? Right.
Well, like that following week, you're thinking?
We can't, though, because I will be gone the following week completely.
Okay. Would you be going on the 24th or the 23rd or something?
Hang on, I lost my place here. Okay, we were just... What day were we just working on?
The 21st.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do it... I have to put that in. We'll do the 21st. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be gone on the 28th. I think I'm going to be gone the 28th, 29th, 30th, 1st, and 2nd. Come back the 2nd.
I could do an evening. I could do like a Wednesday evening or something on the 26th. Or the 27th, you have class.
Let's see.
That only gives us a few days.
But I'm not able to do it. I'm not able because I teach on Wednesdays till 9, so that's gone.
And then you have class here on Thursday.
Yeah. And then on Thursday night I have class. Oh, no. So.
But at least
we've got one. Yeah.
We have one other class this month.
Right. Yeah, but it's still...
At least it's every other week instead of going 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah, exactly. That's much better. Okay, I'm going to put it down for 1:30 because of that client that I have it for. Is that okay, Kiki, for you? Okay.
You have 21st,
1:30, how much is 1 week? Okay. And so how many are we going to do?
I was thinking all the rest on page 200, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 sentences, right? Is that right? 1, 2, 3.
Does it end with Akila?
No, at the bottom of 200 it ends with Akila. Yeah.
Okay, my page numbers are different.
That's sorry, I know. I was looking at the end of the sentence instead of the beginning. So then, so that's 4 there, and then I was thinking the next page, we could maybe try for 1 or 2. I'm not sure I could get that much done, but I could try.
Oh, I see where you are.
Depending on how hard they are, yeah.
Okay, so the 1, 2, 3, 4, those look really easy.
They
5,
kind of do. That's
6, 7. Why don't we try to do all of those and the first 3 on the other page?
First 3 or first 2?
First 3.
Okay, we'll try that.
Let's see. You've got 2 weeks.
I know, but
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know how that goes.
I totally know how that goes. Do you want to do
this? I'm pretty disciplined, but you know.
But these other ones are just a few.
Yeah, these first ones are kind of.
I mean, they look like they're throwaways, you know.
you can just break them up so easily.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that takes a lot of time is breaking the sandhi sometimes. If it's really tough.
So the one starting with Asamartho, that one? Asamartho.
Yes.
Asamarthoyam.
Yeah.
Arjunaha. Oh, there we go. It's impossible for.
That's an easy one.
Rashtai.
You don't have any problem with that one.
Mm-mm. They all look pretty doable.
So. Yeah.
Sangrama.
You know why? If he's purposely making these a little easier, what? Giving us a little break.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Or maybe we're getting better.
Maybe
that's
it's
nice.
Both.
It's both. It's probably both.
No, it's getting easier.
Yeah, these are pretty. It's thrilling. I'm learning Spanish now, and sometimes it's so hard, and then they'll lighten up and give you easy sentences, and you feel.
How are we doing time?
When I was in high school, I took Spanish for 4 years. By the time I was in my last year, I think I might have got an A. One of my only A pluses in my life was Spanish.
Aww.
I loved it. It was really hard for me, and I was so self-conscious. You know, I hated being called on and having to speak in Spanish in front of the class.
Yeah.
But my first semester, that terrified me so much, I said, I'm going to overcome this fear. So
yeah.
I made myself take it.
Wow.
And, I mean, I never really overcame it, but I did get better at it. But I just loved it so much. It was so much fun, especially at the end, being able to, we would write, we would have writing assignments where we'd have to write, like, a paper in Spanish. We'd have a topic that we would write on. And I would sometimes dream in Spanish. Which
wow.
was
oh,
really
my God.
Fun. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen with Sanskrit.
It could happen. I think it could happen.
It takes a while.
How would you say why not? Kim? How would you say why not in Sanskrit?
Por qué no?
Oh, that's Spanish.
No, it's not
oh.
in Sanskrit. Por qué no?
Why not? Kim na?
Kim na? It seems wrong. Kim na?
Why not? What does si se puede mean?
Huh?
If you're able, si se puede? You know that expression?
Puede, I
puede.
Know.
So I think it's if you're able, if you can.
Oh, si, yeah.
Si, like if. I just heard that there was one of the speakers of the Democratic Convention.
And what was the middle word? You said si.
Se, which is like you in the formal, right, isn't it? No, that's su.
Yeah,
si
su.
Si se puede. Yeah, I don't know what that's saying. I don't know. Maybe it's si su. No, it's si se, I think. It's a phrase. It's an idiomatic phrase, and I think it means if you're able, if you can.
Well, if you just said, si puede, that
yeah.
itself would mean if you can.
Right, so there
but
is another word.
I don't know what that
word.
Middle thing is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I gotta figure that out. She said, they had a woman speak, she's considered the Hispanic Oprah.
Really?
So, yeah, she's got like 100 million viewers. Where she spoke at the convention, it's the first time taking a political stand on anything. She was encouraging Latinos to vote, to
for
register.
Obama.
Oh, si se puede.
And she said, si se puede. She said that a few different times regarding other, you know, whatever she was saying. So part of it was in Spanish and part of it was in English. But that's kind of like it's a phrase that I heard, like, Cesar Chavez, he would say, like, in the 60s when they were doing a lot of marching and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was one of their rallying phrases, I think. Activist phrases. Anyway.
So si se puede means why not? If you
I don't
no,
know.
No.
I don't exactly know.
Si
what it
puede means if you can, but the say is what we're wondering. Because that's also say is sometimes used not reflexively, but like if I say vamos or if I say va. You know, like
mm-hmm.
you go.
Mm-hmm.
But if I say seba, it means you leave.
Oh.
Remember what I'm, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, okay.
It kind of changes in a way the nature of the verb. Or some verbs use say or may or.
Okay, is it kind of like what we do with like upagam? It's adding whatever you call it, to
a
verb to change the meaning slightly?
It changes the meaning. It brings it back on yourself.
Okay, so it's
you know?
A reflexive thing.
Yeah. Something not exactly, but reflexive
is.
Isn't the right word, but
then that's what the say is probably doing. Si se puede.
That's what I'm thinking, but it changes a little bit the meaning of can.
Yeah.
It's not just you can. Maybe it would be you can for yourself or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here. Let's say our prayer.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you something else. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om